This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some U.S. troops will be staying in Syria after all, after an amended plan announced by the White House, after President Trump initially said all troops would pull out by April with the anticipated defeat of the Islamic State. There are currently about 2,000 American troops in Syria supporting Kurdish forces fighting the last of Islamic State now as part of the amended plan. About 200 will remain behind as part of the small peacekeeping group. Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone has been given a stern warning by the judge overseeing his criminal trial to answer for charges brought against him by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's investigating possible collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. Judge Amy Berman Jackson demanded that Stone answer for a picture posted on social media with what appeared to be the crosshairs of a gun targeted near her face. Stone apologized and Jackson tightened the limited gag order she had already imposed on Stone as he awaits trial. A federal judge has tightened a gag order against President Donald Trump's former political advisor.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Roger Stone he would pose a danger to others in his criminal case unless she modified the terms of his bond release and included a gag order. Stone took the witness stand, trying to explain why he posted a photo of her with an image that appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He tried to apologize, but the judge said the apology rings quite hollow.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn with the elaboration. Even as President Trump prepares for a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there is no intention to ease economic sanctions against North Korea until it is confident that the North has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer now ordered held without bail on drug and gun charges while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges involving what they portrayed as a domestic terror plot. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan was arrested last week. Police found several weapons, steroids, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in his apartment. United States Attorney Robert Herr says Hassan remains innocent until proven guilty.
At this point, none of the charges that Mr. Hassan is facing have been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And in our system of justice, of course, that means that Mr. Hassan is innocent right now of the charges that he is facing.
Federal prosecutors said that he compiled what appeared to be a computer spreadsheet hit list. It included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, as well as prominent political candidates and media members. Sitting in warehouses on the Colombian side of a bridge to Venezuela is tons of food, medicine, and other aid, primarily from the United States. Meanwhile, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has shut down the country's border with Brazil and threatens to do the same with Colombia to try to stop foreign aid from crossing into the country. Maduro says Venezuela is not a nation of beggars and vows to refuse the aid, which he considers the vanguard of a U.S. invasion. Maduro has sent Venezuelan soldiers to various border crossings. The opposition leader and self-proclaimed interim president Juan Guaido has vowed to get the aid through on Saturday, despite the threat of military force. A television actor, Jussie Smollett, has now been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail. This is for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack on him last month. AP's Ed Donahue, I should actually say, reports.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the father of an American-born woman who went overseas and became an Islamic State group bride is now suing the Trump administration for blocking his daughter from returning to the U.S. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.